Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I promised you an entertaining session from Rick, and it was. I think it is. And we're about to move on to our next. It's NIL update. I find this particularly an interesting area because of all the gaps in it. It's new and it's unexplored, and there can be a lot to it. And it can actually change the nature of how athletic departments and schools in general deal with this issue. And today, of course, Joel Levinson, who was a scheduled speaker, won't be able to make it, in which case we have Kyle Zumberg and Alexander Reed sitting in with us. Thank you.
It takes two of us to replace Joel.
Since we haven't seen the slides, we're going to offer our perspective and try to fill in for Joel, and who we wish a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
But our scheduled speaker was Ty Thomas, and he's here with us.
Yes.
And he has a really good background in sports industry. So we have Hostetler here, the law firm. That's where Alex is from. We've got Kyle for the University of Texas. And of course, he would step in because they're sponsoring all this. And then Ty has the background in athletics. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the introduction. Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here. It's my first time being at this session. And I have to say, sitting in on some of the other sessions, which college athletics came up, I feel like we've actually had an interesting discussion with part of this already. Again, Ty Thomas, I have a interesting background, particularly for this room, because half my practice is, well, actually more, over half is college sports. The remainder is actually in executive comp and higher ed. So you talk about two worlds that don't talk to each other that much, the Board of Trustees and the President's Office. And then down the hall, we have compliance and athletics. And then you have to translate for each. It's an interesting world. So I want to set the stage for this a little bit. We're going to cover certain areas, which you'll see in the outline of the presentation. But I'm hopeful also to clear some misnomers that right now exist about where we are in college athletics, where we are with NIL, how we got here, what has been permissible, what hasn't. And then the $2.7 billion question of what's going to happen going forward, right? Because there are a lot of branches to that have not been decided. We've heard about a settlement that's not been finalized. We'll see if that happens. We see the timing of that. But there's also some moving parts that clearly the Department of Treasury is going to have some interest in, Department of Education from a Title IX perspective is going to have interest in, and certainly certain states that have been aggressive about their rights with respect to NIL will have some input. So I will try to, of course, we'll try to leave, and I'm actually really happy. If it's a sports session, you got to have great people coming off the bench. So I'm actually excited to hear the perspective of my co-panelists here, and then hopefully leave some time so that we can add for questions at the end. So just for a roadmap of where we're going to be today, talk generally about what name, image, and likeness is. Now, that actually may seem somewhat intuitive, but it's not. only because, and I'll mention why, there's some areas where what's been traditional name, image, and likeness is not what's happening in college sports. And it's a bit confusing because of the application, the regulatory structure that is happening for it. Kind of briefly walk us forward about how we got here for name, image, and likeness. Defining collectives. What is this group? Nobody knew what a collective was in 2021, before July 1st, 2021. And I would say if most presidents and athletic directors are being honest, no one knew the confluence of this would happen before July 21st, 2021. I mention that because July 7, 2021 was the watershed date where every student athlete had a right to get into NIL deals in different capacities, depending where they were. We're going to talk about institutional awareness, certainly from your perspective about how this is going to be managed going forward, and some new issues on your desk now, on respective desks of certainly from the university's legal office, but certainly with your auditors and advisors and things like that, so that we can see how that is. And then the kind of projecting the future a little bit. And I think some things we're going to see may be different than what's publicized, but we'll see what the courts have to say about that. So I'm going to start by defining what NIL is, which, you know, name, image, and likeness historically relates to a publicity right, right? You know, I think that you're great at drawing, you're one of the best artists in the state, or what have you. I want to use your name for the opening of my new theater or my new venue, that you would get some monetization for that, right?